7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
In the right direction. This call may be monitored or recorded.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people wish that it was actually 8:15 p.m., but that's not the actual time right now, is it? No. What time is it right now? Well, it just so happens to be 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. You probably knew that. But if you didn't, it might only be because this is your first time listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, in which case I would say, hello and welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And suddenly I feel like we're going to go falling into an infinite recursion. Let's not do that. Instead, why don't we pour some tea? Oh, that looks lovely. It looks so yummy. And what are we drinking today? What kind of tea did I decide to make a mere 20 minutes ago? Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good. I'm back on the Longjing today. The Dragon Well. The Jihu style Dragon Well. Oh, and it's good. I'm feeling like I'm absorbing all the power. I feel like yes, I can go out and face the day. I feel like I need to drink some more of this tea. Okay. Now I am ready. Now I feel like I can face the day. So let's get out of the car and face it. All right. Oh, I hear birdies chirping. I hear dogs barking. What's happening? What's going on? What are we doing? Where are we? Well, I gave a lot of consideration as to where we might go today, because it's another lovely day. It's clear. Sky is clear, no clouds. It's very sunny. It's nice and warm, about 55 degrees. That's probably about 12 degrees Celsius. But it's Sunday, so I didn't want to go anywhere where there would be people during these COVID-y times. I'm listening for things. Oh, it's a bird. And so where did we decide to come? Well, I just drove around the corner. Came down here to me local creek. My local creek next to the golf course. I drove by the golf course. There's two cars in the parking lot, but at least one of those cars is a maintenance guy. And I can see him riding his lawnmower. He is mowing the golf course. That is a good sign. That seems to indicate that it is in use. I do not, however, see any golfers. And this would be a mighty good golfing day. Where could they be? Where are my golfers? Okay, let's head down into the creek. Wait, what was that? That was nothing. I'm thinking that maybe there were golfers yesterday. It was a nice day yesterday. Good weather. It was like today, but a little bit warmer. And so I imagine there were people probably out playing golf. I myself yesterday went over to my friend Brian's house and played pool on his new pool table. And it was pretty nice. Pretty nice little Olhausen 8-footer. Liked it a lot. Neat blue felt pockets. We had fun. I was there all day. Well, not all day. I was there for a good 4.5 hours. Playing pool. Brian made some hamburgers. They're delicious. I'm standing right on the edge of the creek looking down into the water. Right here in the sweet golf ball zone. And I'm seeing none. I'm not immediately seeing a single golf ball. Which leads me to believe that somebody has been down here picking up golf balls. Because the ones that we saw like last week are not here. So, it's golf ball what am I smelling? It's golf ball collecting season. And I think all the players in the game know it. So I'm kind of... I keep thinking I'm smelling something. Maybe. But I'm not sure. Animal dudes. There's squirrels running around. There's birds chirping. And I'm going to take a little walk here. I'm just going to start walking along the bank of the creek. Maybe look for some more golf balls. That looks muddy. How slick is that mud? That mud does not look good. I'm staying out of the mud today. I do have my crappy shoes on. I started to put my good shoes on earlier and I thought, oh wait, I might go in the creek. So I put on the creek shoes. Put on the creek shoes today. Yeah, we're sort of getting out of the golf ball finding zone, but I just kind of want to look around down here, see what's up. Like, are there any mates around? I'm looking down into the mud and I'm seeing tracks. That looks like marmot tracks. And I know we got marmots down here, and I know we got a big one down here, because we keep finding his giant tracks. And where, oh where, could that marmot be? Where is his den? Which den is he using? I should look up into the trees, too, to see if there's any interesting birds. Considering that owl we saw the other day. Well, I'm looking up in there. I'm not seeing much of anything in the way of interesting birds. But sometimes you can't see them. They like to hide. This is a woodpecker zone, man. When was I down here? I came down here, I don't know, 4 or 5 nights ago. It wasn't late. It was just sort of before dusk. Well, maybe an hour or more before the sun was going down. And boy, oh boy, it was just woodpecker central. I tried to count just by listening. I wasn't able to do so. I mean, I got to like 5 or 6. I couldn't tell if there was more or not. It was crazy. It was just this great, you know, it was like some kind of, I don't know, rhythmic bird wig out on claves. It was great. It was great. Ugh. All right. I'm making my way. Oh, squirrel. Damn, I thought there was a marmot behind that tree. It's just a little squirrely looking at me. Hi. Hi, squirrely. Oh, I just want to come up here because there's a den up here. A marmot den. That I need to check out. Because this could be... Yeah. I don't think it's cleared out.
This is a good candidate for our big marmot's mystery hiding den. But no, he's not in here. All right. And right here is the spot where we can look across and see that tree that has those dryad saddles. And I don't see anything right now. I don't see any dudes. I don't see any golf balls. This seems like a really unexciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, it kind of is so far, isn't it? I've got another strange day ahead of me. This is a one busy weekend for me. I'm not sure how this all panned out. But, you know, this is kind of typical what happens. Everybody sort of contacts me at the same time. Oh, we haven't heard from Tobe in a while. We better see what Tobe's doing. And then it all happens on the same day. Or the same 2 days. So, yeah, today is another one of those days where as soon as Dubious Goals Committee is over, I gotta run out and deal with other people. Well, the good news is I get to go out to eat. I don't know where, but, you know, somewhere. I don't know. It'll be good. It'll be yummy. I'll have delicious, yummy food, and I'll be happy about it. And then I will come home eventually, and then I will finally have some time to play with my new synthesizer. Oh, and, you know, that's the worst thing about it. This new piece of gear comes right when the weather's getting warm, right when I need to be spending time outside and not being cooped up in my house playing with electronic equipment. So I'm going to have to make a rule. I'm going to have to make some kind of lifestyle rule where I am not allowed to play with any synthesizer stuff or any computer stuff, or, you know, anything, until it gets dark. That should be the rule. Because, you know, during the daylight, I need to be outside doing fun daylight things. And then once it gets dark, yeah, sure, then you can't go outside anymore. Stay indoors. Play with your synthesizers. All right, I've walked back to the golf ball zone. Wow, the ground is really soft here. I'm sinking into the dirt. And I'm actually going to step down in here into the creek bed. Oh, danger, Will Robinson. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we got some slick mud, and it is a bit sticky. That's fine. All right, I just want to come down here so I can get right down on the water, because this is when you miss golf balls. Because they could be hiding. So you got to get down right up in here. And that's where I am, looking for golf balls. I don't see any, but there's some interesting tracks here. Duck tracks, wow. Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, the other evening when I was down in here listening to woodpeckers and stuff, I did see two ducks, two wood ducks, a male and a female. They saw me. They were kind of squeaky about it. But it was great. Wood ducks. And this is probably those two ducks' footprints right here. They are probably walking along here looking for golf balls, the way ducks are wont to do. Oh, and suddenly I see a golf ball. Wow, how did a golf ball end up there? Okay, this is a creek, right? There's trees right up against the edge of the creek that have exposed roots where the water has slowly eroded the bank away. There's a golf ball in the roots somehow. And it's awesome. Can I get it? I don't know. Do I want it? Not particularly. It is just a white golf ball. And I have to get over some water here. It's a little tricky to navigate this area this year. I thought I saw another golf ball, but no. So I'm not actually going to walk over there. It's kind of difficult spot to get it. It's not worth it. I don't really need to be collecting white golf balls. I got plenty, and I'm not even interested in white golf balls. I want the colored golf balls. And I was thinking about this last night. Do we need to be picking up yellow golf balls? You know, maybe if they're special. But we've got plenty of yellows. Well, do we need to pick up any more red golf balls? I mean, that seems to be the most common color. And though, although it is a beautiful color, and the color of everyone's favorite political ideology, the Red Scare, I'm sort of thinking maybe we shouldn't be picking them up. Although maybe I will anyway, because then maybe we can trade those if I ever find any of these other people who are looking for these golf balls. Anyway, I'm just sort of really enjoying just sort of standing here. You know, I'm down in a creek. All I can hear is birds chirping. I do not hear any human beings. I barely hear any signs of human beings. I can hear some motor noise in the distance. This is pretty great. Of course, it would be greater if we were finding purple golf balls, cerulean golf balls, cyan, magenta, yellow golf balls. Yeah, no more yellow golf balls. We got plenty of yellow. Yellow's not that rare. Green golf balls. Wow, I dream of green golf balls. I'm going to walk over here a little bit to see if we got anything going on over here. No, not really. There's a little ravine that feeds down into the creek here. You can kind of cross it. I don't feel like it right now. It's kind of a pain and my knee just went weird. And if we wanted to go down there and look for golf balls, we could. But there aren't any down there. Trust me. You know, and right as I say that, oh, is that a white golf ball behind that rock? Well, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell. Wow. It's great down here. Temperature's just right. There's just a slight breeze. It's a little bit cool on a sunny spring day. People are walking their dogs. I can see the dog walkers. They're looking down in the creek. Why is that guy talking to himself? That seems very dubious. Yes, you're correct. It is very dubious. The Dubious Goals Committee. But I am going to get out of here. I'm going to climb the bank here. And I want to check some other stuff along the creek that actually isn't down in here. We need to get up here on this bank and do some stuff. Anyway. There was one other thing that I wanted to mention about the new synthesizer. And I mentioned this yesterday briefly towards the end, and I think this really merits a lot more attention from the rest of the committee. All right, the committee will remember that when we were unboxing the synthesizer, it came with an accessories pack. And when we opened the accessories pack, we discovered the presence of a couple of devices known as brick shafts. I did not know what a brick shaft was, but I have since learned. It's a Lego adapter. That's right. Due to, I don't know, Swedish national pride and solidarity, Teenage Engineering made some adapters so that you could use Lego wheels and gears on the knobs of the synthesizer. Okay. I'm looking for a den. There's a den around here somewhere. It's covered up in dead vines and plant. There it is. Okay, let's get up here. Is that clear? No, this Monte den is not clear. Okay. Let's keep going. Right, so what does this mean? It means that if you have, you know, Legos, you can build Lego stuff to control your synthesizer. Because Sweden. Oh my god. Thank you, Swedes. Thank you, you wonderful Scandinavian people. There must be a lot of Tobes in Sweden, that's my guess. Oh, who's the girl with the big dog walking by? There's a big doggy. It's dog walking day. Alright, so the big thing is then I'm thinking, oh my god, I gotta get some Legos. Who do I know that has some kids that have some Legos? And da-da-da-da-da, I thought, well, no, I could go out to the Lego store. We've got one of those stores that sells used Legos in town now. And I could just drive out there and pick up a couple of gears and wheels, and I could do some stuff. Da-da-da-da. I thought, yeah, that's a pretty good idea, Tobe. That's smart, that's economical. And then I remembered, wait a minute. What happened to that Lego set that I bought for $4 in a thrift store years ago? There's another den right here. Hold on a second. Oh, this is not a den. Or at least, oh, there's one of my woodpeckers. Hi, buddy. So I got to thinking about it. And a couple of years ago, like a number of years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there was a set of like Lego Mindstorms in a thrift store for $4. And this was back when I was building a lot of robots, but I wasn't building Lego robots. And I thought, well, I should pick this up because it's got pieces and parts in it anyway, and it's only $4. And of course, I did nothing with it ever. And it just sat around in my house, in my apartment, and I moved into my house, it came with me. Never did anything with it, and I was thinking, oh my god, did I throw that out, or dump it, or do something, or did I keep it? I couldn't remember. So I went downstairs into my basement, started looking around, and thought to myself, you know, I think I would have put it over here if I would have kept it. And suddenly, there the box was. I said, hooray! I took it down, and I took out a few gears and a wheel. But I haven't actually done anything with it yet. I just grabbed the parts, and I took them upstairs. Because this was shortly before I had to leave to go play pool yesterday. So I have some parts. And this is great, because what this means is we can actually have mechanical control over the synthesizer. And this is the funniest part about it in my mind, because, you know, with the analog synthesizer, the way we're controlling it and the way we're going to have the environment control it is through signal. You know, we're going to be giving it control voltages, giving it gates, give it triggers, give it electronic control for the analog one. And for the digital one, what are we going to do? Oh, it's going to be mechanical. Mechanical. Mechanical, people. Wheels and gears. The accessory pack came with a crank. And that crank is so that you can use some of the weirder features. You can, for example, you can use one of the knobs to be the you know, like the drive for the sequencer. So you have to turn the knob to get it to go. So you can put the crank on there and just crank it like a music box. And your speed variations will get picked up. Okay, there's our tempo control. You know, I was wondering, how are we going to control tempo? Well, there's one way we could do it. We could hook the crank up to the synthesizer, and then hook the crank up to a water wheel, and we can put the water wheel in a creek, and now the water flow is, you know, the tempo of the song. It's driving the sequencers. I'm in a little wooded area right here next to the creek looking for another marmot den. There is one around here, but it's right up there. A tree has fallen down in front of it. Looks like there's leaves in front of it anyway. Oh, there's a nice doggy. His little pitty. Black and white pit bull walking by with his little handlers. There's a hollow tree. Elves live in there. There's a woman walking her baby. The baby's not on a leash. The baby is in a stroller. All right, I'm heading back. And so there's some other little things we could do with this. You know, it wouldn't, if we're going to incorporate Legos, and I don't particularly want to. Now, which way do I need to face to get rid of the wind? There's just a little, tiny little wind, and it's just enough to mess everything up. But anyway, so if we're going to be building stuff out of Legos, you know, we can build a thing that, I don't have to build a weather vane anymore. Now I can just build a little lever that sticks up and put a sail on it or a parachute on it. And as the wind blows, that would pull the lever and that would give us control over whatever we wanted to control. And other wacky stuff like that. And so now, now we have this dearth of possibilities. You know, now it's like, geez, before we were trying to figure out, geez, what can we do? Oh, good woodpecker. What can we do? And now it's a matter of, oh, geez, what can't we do? I mean, we've really opened up the whole can of worms. All right. So I'm standing under a lot of cottonwood trees. There's a bunch of dead ones. Yeah. I got a flicker right above me. That's a woodpecker, a flicker. He's about 15 meters above me. And there's holes in the tree, so that might be his little house. And he's checking out to see if there's any food right next to his house, which is very convenient. Listen to that. Brr. He's hitting that hollow log. It sounds amazing. And that's him talking. Cheep, 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 cheep. Brrr. Cheep, 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 brrr. Oh, he's big. He's kind of a big dude. Oh, so awesome. Well, he's talking to somebody. He said, "Wheat." Oh. You know, I'm not really a bird guy. But the more and more I am just walking around in the forest and, you know, personally meeting interesting birds, the more I sort of get interested in them and the things that they do, the wacky bird business that they get up to. All right. Well, I've got a big day ahead of me, so I'm going to start walking back to my car. It's right over there. Look at this beautiful day. Sunny and lovely. And yeah, I realize we didn't do a whole hell of a lot of interesting stuff today. But don't you worry, we got plenty of interesting stuff coming. You're going to hear more about the new synthesizer in a few days, I'm sure. It's got some good drum samples. It's got some unbelievably interesting sequencers. It's got like 8 different sequencers, and some of them are so wacky. And they're just the kind of thing that I need. Because, you know, I like wacky, dubious things. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC with a woodpecker in the background right here on and on radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.